want to welcome 12th District Alder. I always get those numbers all confused. 12th District Alder Henry Perez is here from the city of Racine, and school teacher also. School teacher, move close to that mic. I want to hear every word you have to say. I don't want to miss a word. And you are the alderman for this district where the radio station is.
Yeah, absolutely. The 12th district is very interesting. It has all kinds of different things in it. And one of the unique things, of course, is Radio Park right here.
And let's talk about why the streets never plowed on Victory Avenue. Never. It's never plowed. They wait for the sun to melt it. But it doesn't seem to get plowed. All the other streets around us. But Victory Avenue is tough.
Yeah, so I get a lot of complaints about...
Hey, I know, you do that all the time.
They miss my street. Well, we actually have a big map, and it's available online if you look for the link from Public Works. And it shows you their processes of how they pick the streets and where they will be as they start digging. And unfortunately, with a low number of employees that we have, it takes a long time to get everything done. And so a lot of people say, it's 3 o'clock. My street hasn't been plowed yet. And I'm like, they'll get there. Maybe tomorrow, but they'll get there.
Now, I live on Main Street. Not only is it plowed once, twice, three, four, five, six times, but every time we clean the driveway out, you can hear it rumbling down the street. Here it comes. And what really annoys me is, now, there was a snow emergency until today at 3 o'clock. I don't know how everybody finds out about it. I get a text message. But there's got to be two or three jerks who park their cars right there, and then the snowplow's got to go around it, and therefore the snow's going to sit there because they didn't move their car. Now, the police were out there right after 3 o'clock the other day when it went into effect, and they were, I don't know, they weren't ticketing, but they must have been calling something in. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, they tried to give the owner an opportunity to move their car before they ticket.
I think they called them on the phone?
Yeah, or they go to the house.
Well, they didn't go
most
to that.
People, you know, live right around the
right,
area
but they
where
didn't,
they parked.
The cop didn't get out, and he was going to each car on Main Street, parked behind it with his lights on. He was there for about 5 minutes, and he moved on to the next car. I don't know if he was phoning in a ticket. I don't know what he was doing. But how do people find out when there's a snow emergency? Now, I get the garbage collection texts every week because I got to remember when the garbage comes out. But if you don't have that, how are you supposed to know?
Well, a lot of people have social media. It also comes out on social media.
Yeah, what if you're not a social media fan? I mean, a lot of people aren't.
Yeah, you got to look at your neighbor and see what they're doing.
I mean, that's kind of strange to get a ticket for something you really don't know about.
Well, unfortunately, that's the way the law is written. And
I know.
Practical way to do that is that.
Well, if it was me, I would say, gee, a snowstorm's coming. Maybe I'd find out if there's a snow emergency.
Right. And a lot of times, because our lives are so complicated, we forget to anticipate what's going on. Oh, a snow emergency. Oh, my pipe. So, and then you forget your car's on the street. And that's one of the most important things.
Yeah.
It's important for emergency vehicles to be able to get through. It's important for the garbage was actually collected during the snow emergency.
I know. They didn't. It was open. They opened up at noon yesterday, City Hall. So we had that on the radio. So you would have known if you listened. We have three cars, my son's car, my wife's car, my car. And we have to put them in the driveway when there's a snow emergency and figure out who's going first. We're going to put them in order.
Who's got to leave first?
Yeah, we've got to put them in order, get them in and out. So you're running for re-election in the 12th district. How long have you been an alderman in the 12th district?
Oh, I've been an alderman since 2013.
Whoa.
And I'm the longest serving currently. I mean, you know, people have served longer than Sandy, but I'm continually serving since 2013. It's a great job. Who would have thunk that to fix a street, two or three blocks, or $1 million. It's incredible to me, all the stuff that I've learned about how the city operates. I've been on Public Works for about maybe 9 of those years. And every year I learn something new about Public Works. It's just an incredible process that they take to be able to maintain the city infrastructure.
I don't want to know how the sausage is made. That's why I don't like them. Now, currently on Main Street, every day, just about every day, there's a couple of trucks that pull up. They're not city trucks, but they go down into the sewers in the middle, and they have two trucks at either end. And I walked up to the guy. I said, what are you doing? And the guy's name was Willie Jones, and he's very nice. He said, I'll explain what I'm doing. And he said, we go down there, and we examine all the pipes, and we're doing maintenance on them. And if they're good enough, we don't have to dig up the streets. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're doing. So if they're able to do their maintenance job on there, They don't have to dig up the streets, which is great. He said, I said, well, I have a clay pipe coming out from my house. He said, they're all clay pipes. The whole city's clay pipes here, except there were some wooden ones. They used to be on 6th Street. Yeah. He didn't know about that. But he said, they're down there every day doing maintenance on them and just making sure that they're in good shape. And then we have to dig up all of Main Street.
Yeah. So what they do is they locate the sewer hole and then they run a camera.
Yeah.
And that's how they look at it.
Well, he went down there.
Yeah. Well, once you run the camera and you see something suspicious, then you go down there and you check it out. But the guys that we have working that, it's amazing that an old city like this has so much clay and wooden pipes that are still workable. Yeah. It's amazing the craftsmanship that they had many years ago.
Yeah, and who would have thought wooden pipes?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd never heard of that before. And then when they dug up parts of 6th Street, I saw it. Whoa! Wooden, but you got to think back to when they were put in. This is an old city.
Yeah.
It's not, not a fresh city. Even when you dig up cities like New York City, you find stuff down there. You said, that's what they're still using? But, if it works, it works.
It works, why change it if it's working, right?
Now, I know it's not your district, but they're really doing a number on Spring Street now. They're chopping down everybody's trees on the north side of the street. I think they're moving everything.
I think they're extending the street.
Whoa.
And so as they extend the street, they have to take people's yards. Sometimes it's like 8 or 9 feet.
Yeah, I think the road's going to run right from their front porch. They're going to step out and,
and be right
get
in
their
traffic.
Feet run over by somebody on Spring Street.
Well, most of we only have a little section of Spring Street. The rest is Mount Pleasant or Caledonia. It's not ours.
I talked to Melissa Caprillion because she's a county board supervisor. Uh-huh. And then I could talk to her about Spring because that's really a county street. And start screaming about her. What I do scream about when we had David Mack in here, the manhole covers. They're like 3 inches below the street. And you hit them, ba-boom. Either you bust a kidney or an axle on the car.
I was going to say, the axle would be my biggest worry.
I don't know why they're so low.
Well, they didn't used to be, but as the ground settles, it expands.
Is there any way to raise them up a little bit?
There is. But again, we're looking at budgets. We're looking at ways to make it work. And sometimes what's available, sometimes we'll sign a contract. It'll come through Public Works, which I'm the vice chair of. And we look at when are we going to be able to do this? We're signing, $1 million towards it, or $3, $5 million, $6 million. Oh, 3 years from now. That's how it's scheduled down the road. So I get a lot of people that complain to me and they say, why now, Henry? Well, now it's when we could put it on the calendar and when people were available and they bid on it, and that was the intent. So it's not always, hey, we signed off on it today, they start tomorrow. It never works that way.
I know, it takes years. There's still that bridge, not the Main Street Bridge, but the State Street Bridge. I mean, there were barrels on there for a long time. The mayor said, well, it's not our bridge. It's really the U.S. government's bridge, and they've got to deal with it. And we can't, so the barrels have been out there. And they don't annoy me, but, those barrels, it's like going through the slalom on Spring Street when you go down there. I mean, when it was snowing, I can't imagine knowing which
lane to go into.
Yeah, where do you go? Because the arrows are pointed opposite, but you're supposed to go between. It's a mess. Our guest this hour is 12th District Alder Henry Perez. You've been doing this a long time, and you're running for re-election again. Well, I just get confused with these elections. I showed up last month at the school where I vote, and my wife says, I don't think they even have those signs out here. So we tried the door. It didn't open. And so I called the city, and they said, it's at Red Apple School or something. I said, but I vote here all the time, or wherever it was. And they said, no. I said, but today's election day. But it turns out there was, because I guess they didn't have any opponents or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I drove down there, and, nothing. Nobody was there. That's right. That was my first thought. Why isn't anybody here? Where are the election signs? There's nothing here. So when is the next election day?
Oh, it's during the spring break for the kids.
So it's in April.
The first Tuesday. Yeah, April 7th.
So what is that, a primary?
No, that's the actual election.
That's the actual election. Okay.
The actual election.
And that's the one you're in.
That's
the
one I'm in, yes.
And you do have an opponent.
I do.
Okay, so so you're running for the 12th district. You have an opponent. Okay. All the even numbers are up now, right?
Correct.
Okay.
All the even numbers on even years. The odd numbers on odd years.
Okay.
Makes it easy to remember.
It's like the old gasoline days during the 70s when they were running out of gas. Odd and even license plate numbers.
Sure.
Everybody swapping plates when they needed gas and so forth. Okay, so let's talk about the committees you're on. And right now you're on which committee?
Right now I'm the vice chair of the Public Works and Services Committee.
Public Works involves sewers?
Sewers, yeah. Anything that has to do with infrastructure.
Yeah.
Theoretically, Public Works is the most powerful committee because we pay the bills.
Okay.
So we approve construction, we pay the bills. And so sometimes our agendas are really full. We anticipate how the city is going to change via their infrastructure. And that's what goes through our committee most of the time. A lot of people don't understand this, but the work of city council happens in committee. A lot of people have listened to us during council meetings and said, Henry, you guys didn't discuss this. You didn't vote on this. I'm like, that's because we did it during committee. And the committee is when we decide what we want, and then we send it to council for final approval. And if someone on the council doesn't like our decision, then that's when we debate it.
Okay. And the committee meetings are not open to the public?
They are.
Okay.
Yeah, all committee meetings are open to the public.
But
usually,
you have to know when they are.
Yeah, you have to know when they are. It's posted on Facebook and on social media, as well as YouTube. And you can actually watch every meeting on YouTube.
So, CART 20, remember they have CART 25? They don't have that anymore, huh?
We don't. That was a big mess. We got it approved several times, and we didn't have the right equipment.
That looked good to me.
We even had the money to do it, but somehow it never happened, and we switched to social media at that point.
Yeah, it used to be, do I want to watch the NBA Finals? Oh, this is real tight. The Bucks are in the final. Or do I want to watch CART 25? Oof. Anyway, so give me some of the committees you used to be on over your career.
Yeah, I've been on every committee so far. Like I said, I started in 2013. So I've been on the Public Works most of my career, and I've been on Finance and Personnel, and I've been on Public Safety. I've also been on the Community Development Committee. I asked a lot of questions, so they took me out of there after a while. And I've been on the Traffic Commission. I've been on the Cemetery Commission.
Now, what's a Cemetery Commission?
Well, we approved the pricing for the funeral spots, you know, the holes, the stuff. We have in Racine, we run two cemeteries. The city does.
Graceland?
Yes, Graceland is one of them.
And
we have the best. We have the best prices for your plot in the whole county. So if you're ever interested and need a plot, Racine, City of Racine, we have room.
You can, we'll make room for you.
We'll make room for you.
So, here's something I found out interesting. Where my parents are buried, my grandfather was in the, he drove a hearse for like 40 years. He bought these plots for $25 a piece on Long Island. $25 a piece. Now they're about $1,500 to $1,800 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one left over. There's a big family plot, 10 plots, and I won't go into the reason, but there's one left over. So I went to my mom and dad's funeral. I went to the office there, and I said, can I sell it? She looked up the records. Yeah, you can sell it for $25. I said, but they're worth about $15,000. Yeah, they are today, but the law says you can only sell it for what you paid for it. And that's in Wisconsin as well.
Really?
Because when I was at the... I went to Union Grove Cemetery, mm-hmm. and I was talking to the funeral guy, and he said, yes, you can, because they don't want land speculators buying up the cemetery and raising prices. So she said, do not sell it for $25. Keep it for your family. Put a bench there or just a marker of some sort. But it's not worth selling it for $25.
Yeah, that is quite cheap.
Interloper in there. Yeah, it was $15,000 today. But well, I was not aware of that till she told me. But in Wisconsin, yeah. It's the same law.
Well, cemeteries are actually parks by definition. So they're run under our parks division.
Really?
Our parks department, yeah.
Wow. So you live and learn something every day. Yeah. Okay, so talk about who's in your 12th district here. Beside Radio Park,
we have quite a diverse situation here in the 12th district. I'll tell you what, we have two pizza joints. We have two schools. We have a liquor store. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 food places. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 churches, and especially Kamisa's, where we have our carnival, our Greek carnival. That's in the 12th district. We have a couple of bars. We have 1, 2, 4 banks. We have Panera. We have Wendy's. We have...
that's all in the 12th district?
Yeah.
Panera Bread? Okay.
Panera's the farthest west I go.
Yeah.
I was once you go across to the car repair place, that's not mine anymore.
Once you step over the parking lot line,
you're
out of your territory. Okay.
We have Uni's, which has excellent breakfast, Charlie's Cheesesteaks. We have 3 pharmacies, Good Value, Walgreens, and Bright Star. We have Discount Tire and Firestone. We have a Metro phone place. We have 2 gas stations. We have dry cleaners. We have a couple of game stores, Sanctum Games and Lynn Jerry Comics. And Castle Lane is actually the end of my district. Castle Lane is...
Now, if you're bowling on lane 3, you're in your district. If you go to lane 5, you're out of your district.
Right, right. And Henschel Park, which is where we have the police memorial. I've had the privilege since they redistrict me to be the alderman for Henschel Park, and I've had the opportunity to speak at the police memorial during Police Memorial Day those times. And to me, it's very important because I've had, as a former police officer over 20 years, I've had at least six of my friends die in the line of duty. Mm. So it's always very emotional for me, and yet I want to support our police officers as much as I can.
Now, you're a school teacher as well.
I am. I teach special education, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade dual language over at Jersted Middle School.
I was telling you before we went on the air, I said, that's a bad age.
Yeah.
That's 13. That's a tough age.
The body's changing. The mind's changing.
And they think they know everything.
Girls and boys are important. You know, like, schooling is at the last end of those things.
That's a tough age.
Yeah, very tough age.
Well, this gets out now in the remaining minute here. Tell us why you should be voted for re-election.
Well, I come with a broad range of experience, right? And I've served the community well over the years. And it's important to have the experience. I've been on the board of directors of several colleges, the KEA, the hospitality center. So I bring a lot of experience to the position. And I'm a small business owner, so I understand that aspect of it as well. And when you look at the totality of the circumstances, and that's like a technical police term, the totality of the circumstances, you see that I am highly qualified, and I come in with that designation to be an alder. And the broad experience I have, having been on every committee, even having been on the county's Human Development Committee, Human Services Board, it comes to the point when you compare, you obviously see that I am better qualified, still willing to serve, and I vote with the mayor sometimes, and sometimes I don't, because I try to use my judgment with what the people in my community say and common sense. So a lot of people say, well, you don't vote with the mayor. Well, not if it's a bad idea. And then they say, well, you vote with the mayor. Yeah, if it's a good idea, I'm going to vote with the mayor. What does that have to do with party politics? And that's a big issue that keeps coming up as I campaign. Well, what party? How does that? I said, no, there are no parties in city council. It's independent for everybody. Mm-hmm. But we have to vote with our conscience. We have to vote with what we see the future of the city holding, and that commitment we make to make Racine a place where you can thrive, where you can live, where you can play, and enjoy what we have. We have a great community here. I moved here from Miami. I love it here. So it's a huge difference.
Did you love it yesterday?
Well, it was challenging yesterday.
Were you in love with us yesterday? While the people in Miami are sitting there sipping Mai Tais poolside.
Yeah.
And you were out there shoveling ice and slush.
Yeah, my snow thrower actually broke in the process. It's a repair that needs to be done.
You didn't have to worry about that in Miami, did you?
No. But we had a lot of rain and flooding in Miami. So.
Where is, and hurricanes too. Yeah. And so when is Election Day again?
April 7th.
April 7th?
That's the final election, not the primary. That was already passed. If there were more than two people on the ballot, then there was a primary. Now April 7th is the actual election.
Good luck, my friend.
Hey, thank you, brother. I appreciate it very much.
Okay, you're a good man. Thank you very much.